Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the September 13th edition of Off the Deaton Path podcast. My name is Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. We thank you for joining us and welcome. I want to start off this week by mentioning last week. We were talking last week about hurricanes, both in history and in present. Hurricane Irma was bearing down on Georgia last week when I spoke. I am happy to report that the Georgia Historical Society, we came through this unscathed. We battened down the hatches here. There was a nice little story in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution last week about this. We battened down the hatches. We put everything in storage. And we came through. Savannah came through the event, I think, in much better shape than we did last October when Matthew came through. So I'm happy to report that. Thank you for your concern for all those who ask about us. We had about 5 inches of rain here in Savannah, a lot of wind, some tree damage, but not anything like last October. There were certainly houses out on the marsh and on Tybee who are flooded. So there's still a lot of work to be done and a lot to be overcome, as there is in Florida as well. But we thank you for all of your concern and those of you who reached out to us. We are recording this week from the corner bench in Netherfield Park, where I'm happy to be on the September afternoon. This week, I want to talk about the upcoming Ken Burns series, The Vietnam War. This is a 10 episodes, 18 hours, that begins airing this Sunday, September 17th at 8 p.m. If it is anything like Ken Burns' former series, it will be not to miss. It will also be controversial, as all of his series are. We'll talk a little bit about that. I had the pleasure of actually meeting Ken Burns in person about 10 years ago in August of 2007. I was invited to come to Georgia Public Broadcasting and introduce Ken at a luncheon they were having at the premiere of his documentary on World War II called The War. There were a lot of World War II veterans there that day. We had a nice lunch. I sat beside Ken Burns, and I really spent a lot of time on his introduction, which I like to do. I have been introduced many, many, many times over the last 20 years at all kinds of speaking gigs, and I have to tell you, most of the time, the introductions are very poor. Most people don't put a lot of time into them. A lot of people, even when you send it to them fully written, they don't read it before they get up there. They stumble over the words, they mispronounce your name, they mispronounce things. I mean, it's really bad. So I always try to put a lot of time and effort into my introductions. And I did that day for Ken. And I think he was really moved by it. He seemed very touched by it. He thanked me from the podium for the effort and time I had put into it. And I got a nice email from him the next day saying that, you know, for all the hundreds and hundreds of times he's been introduced, that one really stood out. So that was a highlight for me. He was as nice in person as you always see him on film. This promises to be controversial. I think it will be good. I haven't seen any of it more than anyone else had. Jeffrey Ward is the writer. He has written almost all of his documentaries. He's producing it again with Lynn Novick, his longtime collaborator. Buddy Squires is the cinematographer. The narrator, always important, is Peter Coyote. You know his voice from many, many different PBS documentaries, including, I think, he was the person who narrated Burns' earlier documentary on the national parks in 2009. Ken Burns grew up in Michigan, in Ann Arbor. His father was a sociology professor at the University of Michigan, and so he says that the anti-war protests were going on campus. He remembers them vividly, and he's always had a lifelong interest in this war. I will tell you, when I met him 10 years ago, and his documentary on World War II was about to come out, I asked him, what are you working on right now? And he said, the Vietnam War. That was 10 years ago. This was a long project in the making. He apparently spent 4 years in pre-production, and he has spent 6 years producing this. As I said, 10 episodes, 18 hours. It is my understanding there are no historians, no famous voices this time doing voiceovers. There's no Shelby Foote, as we saw in the Civil War, just the actors themselves who are the actual participants in the Vietnam War. There's a lot of vintage TV news coverage. And he tells this story from all sides. This is not just about the American version of what happened. This is, he talks to Americans who were in Vietnam. He talks to the Vietnamese themselves, the Viet Cong, doctors, nurses, POWs. And he also, of course, looks at the home front, parents, siblings, anti-war protesters, and what all was going on here. Now, I mentioned Ken Burns, who's now 64 years old. We are always used to seeing this guy looking very boyish, and he still does. As I mentioned, he first came to prominence in 1990 with his 11.5-hour documentary on the Civil War, and you thought, boy, you slogged through that thing, although it was all great. Then he turned his attention, I mentioned, to World War II in 2007. That one was 14 hours, told in a very different style. He focused on four different cities in America and how the war, the impact the war had on those four cities. He also did a 19-hour documentary on jazz in 2001, 19 hours. That one was narrated by Keith David. And in 1994, he did baseball. That one narrated by John Chancellor, 18.5 hours. And I got to tell you, I love baseball. It was difficult to watch 18.5 hours about it, but I did. One of my favorites was his Thomas Jefferson documentary, which was only 3 hours. That one was in 1997, narrated by Ossie Davis. And as I mentioned, the National Parks, came out in 2009, 12 hours on that one, narrated by Peter Coyote. So now he's doing Vietnam. And I asked him, by the way, when I met him, I told him, I said, you know, the only thing that's missing on your resume, as far as I can tell, is the American Revolution. And he came close to telling the story of the Revolution in Thomas Jefferson. And he laughed, and he said he would love to do it. The problem is, there just aren't the kind of images that he needs, he felt, to tell the story. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he told me. Here's what he said about Vietnam, and I quote him here. This was a very traumatic, difficult, and painful moment in American history, and we as a country have never really dealt with it. Our hope in this film was that we could delve into it, try to understand it, put the pieces together in an organized way, and perhaps help our country talk about something it really needs to talk about, unquote. Now, we say that all the time about all kinds of things. One of the topics that will come up on this podcast eventually will be Confederate monuments and their place in contemporary American society. And we talk about race and the fact that we need to have a national discussion about the meaning of the Confederacy, the legacy of slavery and race. The Vietnam War is no different. It is now 50 years old. The Tet Offensive, the 50th anniversary of the Tet Offensive, is coming up next year. This was certainly one of the most divisive periods in our nation's history. For a very long time, it was not talked about. We just moved on from it when it was over. We did not treat the returning soldiers from Vietnam in the same way that we treated those who came back from World War II. We still talk about the, quote, lessons of Vietnam every time we talk about getting involved in a military conflict somewhere, but we don't seem to heed them. We are very careful about not getting bogged down in a ground war, although we have seemed to do that, seem to have done that in Iraq and Afghanistan, talking about doing it perhaps in Syria. What do we mean when we talk about the lessons of Vietnam? We talk about getting bogged down in a war that has no clear objective, no definable end, into which we pour a lot of blood and treasure, money and men, and then don't really know how to end it all. So the shadow of this war looms large over everything that we do in contemporary American society, whether we know it or not. This is going to be very interesting. So I want to talk just a moment about what Ken Burns has said that he's done in this new documentary. He had a team of about 30 people who worked during those 6 years I mentioned to research and write the story that unfolds over 18 hours. They reviewed approximately 100,000 still photographs, as you can imagine. Thousands of hours of video footage from both on the ground in Vietnam, the news footage at the time, thousands of musical tracks. I think the musical soundtrack for this one is going to be very interesting because he's going to use music. You can imagine things like Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused will be used in this documentary. Countless hours of presidential audio. We are talking about, of course, a conflict that began in the Eisenhower administration and right on up through JFK and LBJ. So he, you know, they combed archives, photographers, individuals. This all had to be collected, a massive amount of material collected, organized, cataloged, labeled, and tagged. It had to be licensed if it was going to be used in his film. They apparently interviewed 100 people, 80 of whom are in the film. One of whom is Georgia's own Max Cleland. You remember Max Cleland is a former Georgia state senator. He's a former Georgia Secretary of State. He was elected to the U.S. Senate, was defeated in 2002 by Saxby Chambliss in a very controversial campaign. Senator Cleland was wounded in Vietnam. He picked up a live grenade. It blew off his legs and his right arm, and he has suffered from PTSD from that day in April 1968 to the present. He is interviewed in this series. In fact, he looks directly into the camera and quotes Nietzsche and says, "To live is to suffer, To survive is to find meaning in the suffering. He himself finds this period very controversial. He says that he advised Ken Burns not to tell this story. He told him, he said, quote, "How can you deal with Vietnam without getting people pissed off? It will split the country again." And this is, in fact, of course, one of the tasks of any filmmaker, storyteller, historian who sets out to tell the story of the Vietnam War. So one of the things Burns is able to do, though, now that there's the passage of over 40 years since the end of the war in 1975, is we can get the North Vietnamese perspective as well. And so he does that. He interviews both the North Vietnamese, the South Vietnamese, even some former Viet Cong guerrillas. This is not a Hollywood portrayal, as we've seen in movies like Apocalypse Now, Platoon, Born on the 4th of July. And he also said this, and this is a quote, "We don't have an agenda. We're just umpires calling balls and strikes. Because we've created a space in which all these disparate points of view can coexist, it doesn't matter what your politics are, whether you're young or whether you're old, this film is for everybody and will hopefully remind us all to have the kind of civil discussion that we've forgotten how to have," unquote. Now, I would take exception to the fact that he says we don't have an agenda. Any storyteller has to have an agenda because you selectively put pieces and parts in this film or leave them out. You cannot use all the photographs. You select the music. You select which people you want to interview, and in doing so, of course, you craft a certain narrative. So there's definitely an agenda here. We'll see if you can figure out what it is or what it isn't. But it is apparently all here, from the Battle of Dien Bien Phu to the fall of Saigon, JFK and his advisors, controversial ones like Robert McNamara, whose 1995 book, in retrospect, was very controversial, LBJ and Rolling Thunder, Nixon and the bombing of Cambodia, the anti-communist sentiment from the period, containment, the domino theory, the anti-war movement here at home, the counterculture that came out of it. It is a big, important, huge story. And we'll see how he does it, how well he does it, and does he do justice to it. This is Ken Burns' 18-hour, 10-part series called The Vietnam War. It premieres on PBS this Sunday, September 17th at 8 p.m. I encourage you to watch it. And we'll talk more about it as the series unfolds. As I mentioned, we recorded this week from a side bench in Netherfield Park. Our producer this week is Joe Gargery. As always, if you have any complaints or anything negative you want to say about this podcast, please direct everything to Joe. If you have something nice to say about me or about the Georgia Historical Society or about how much you love this podcast and all the other ones that preceded it, please write to me at sdeaton@georgiahistory.com. Our engineer this week is the hardest working engineer in show business, Brendan Crellin, this week and every week. If you want to learn more about everything the Georgia Historical Society is doing, please visit us at georgiahistory.com. And as always, I am always in your debt if you check out my blog at Off the Deaton Path. We will see you back here next week. So long, everybody.